Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad. Then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my Gigglemeisters?
Whoa.
I think I did that one.
You've used that one. Yeah, no, you've used that one before.
I have one, but I lost it. It's somewhere in my notes.
That's okay.
I want to say hello from Paige, me, and my pimple on my forehead.
Let me
see. Paige, can you see it?
Yep, sure can. Does that one hurt?
It hurts so bad. I can feel it in my brain. So I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh my God, is it? And it's probably so much more annoying having a pimple in LA because they're so much judgier.
No. LA did this to me.
I bet.
So I wake up and I'm like, I'm going to do a facial. And I tried to find a good facial and I found this place. So I didn't realize that it's like just the laser.
Yeah.
So I get in and they just start like lasering my shit.
And you're like, hello.
And I was like, oh, I came here to relax. No, they're...
Yeah, no, it's not like relaxing.
So they're lasering me and they go, yeah, this is going to take a couple sessions to see the effects, but you might get some purging.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? I was like, am I going to like puke out of this place? What's happening? And they were like, no, like the toxins are going to come out. So you might have a breakout.
Oh, you've never had a purging fate. Oh, you've never been on like skin pills.
No.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole thing.
So
you should have texted me before.
I have arguably the biggest comedy show of my life tonight. Me and my pimple are meeting Jay Leno.
Oh, my
and
God.
It's kind of fucked up because I've worked really hard to get to this place. My pimple shows up last minute.
And you have
get all the attention.
Really good skin. Like, you never have a pimple.
I was glowing.
Yeah.
I was glowing to the point that I'm like, am I pregnant? I was glowing and was like, I just need an upkeep. Like, I just want a relaxing facial from flying a lot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I genuinely don't know the last time, like, if I've ever seen you with, like, a pimple.
I mean, forehead pimples brings me back to, like, getting bullied in sixth grade.
Wow, I'm really sorry.
So that's my update.
In other news, my skin is positively glowing.
It does look good. It does look good. You went to a football game. Are you okay? Did you lose a bet? What happened?
Okay, I don't know what's going on with me, but I don't want to jinx it, but every professional sport I go to, they win. So I don't know if it's me or if it's them. I will say this. This is now my second professional NFL football game, whatever. When you're watching sports on TV, it's so easy to be like, idiots, like run, like just fucking run the ball. When you're in person, you're like, athletes. Those are athletes.
I was like, you see how like big they are.
And yeah, you see how big they are. And also you see how big the field is. Like, in no situation am I running
how
that
big
into
do you think the field
like
I'm playing hopscotch.
No, like I knew it was big. But it's just like every time you see it, you're like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to go to a basketball game with you. That's legit, because those men are large.
We need to get some type of plug that can get us courtside for this one game.
Because courtside is not about the game. Courtside is a fashion runway for New York City.
And I've had this debate in my head. It's been going on for years. Never once have I sat courtside. But the debate in my head is, do I go for a full heel moment?
Yes.
Or do I go for like a cool leather pants sneakers moment, like a Hailey Bieber vibe? Or am I going full like did you see Adele courtside?
That's what you go with.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Adele came in being like, I could own this team.
Yeah, that's she literally looked like the owner of the team. She looks
but
great.
But then part of me is like, do the most successful people dress?
Are they low key?
The low keyest. Like, I like how John McEnroe shows up just like in a hoodie, like he just went to the bodega.
I heard a thing that I don't know if it's true, that Jerry Seinfeld refuses to wear anything but sneakers because he says he's successful enough to not have to wear anything but sneakers.
Do you remember when Jerry Seinfeld snubbed Kesha?
I vaguely do remember that.
Basically, Kesha like wanted to hug Seinfeld, and he was like, no, thank you, like, on camera.
They were at, like, a red carpet, right?
Yeah, and he was like, no. Like, fully, like, okay, crazy fan.
Yeah.
Like, how did security
Everyone was like,
in?
That's Kesha. And he was like, great for her. Don't know her.
Kesha invented TikTok, okay? So, I'm in LA, but you guys, I'm newly in LA.
Yeah.
I have not been transformed. I'm still an angry New Yorker. And I'm walking everywhere with my rolly bag, which is social suicide anywhere, and my backpack. And it says, like, my hotel is 7 minutes away, walking. I'm not calling an Uber.
Right.
Little did I know that Los Angeles has these random hills.
Yeah, they do. They sure do.
Like, straight vertical. And I start going. I have to take breaks. It's a whole thing. Turn the corner. Run into Nima from Shaw's.
No way.
I'm sweating profusely, black on black, with a rolly bag.
Yeah.
And he's just standing outside a brunch place. And he's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, it takes a lot to embarrass me. But like, what are the chances?
No, what are the fucking chances?
Like, not only that he was at that restaurant, but standing in my walk line.
No, like, people would.
Like, I walked into him.
People would die to run into him or you. And like, there had to have been some girl that just was watching this interaction happening.
So I did. I was walking so long that I did get a couple DMs. People being like, hey, I just saw you on La Cienega.
I know.
Are you okay?
No, LA is weird.
And when I tell you I'm disgusting, like, disgusting. And I'm laughing. But Nima did the most Nima thing ever. I was like, I have to take an Insta story. And he was like, he didn't have his hair, like, perfectly coiffed.
Yeah.
Because he was at Heather Ray and Tarek El Moussa's wedding the night before.
Okay.
So he was like, don't put me on the story. And I was like, okay.
The most Nima thing I've ever heard in my life. I love him. And he has such main character energy.
main character energy, but also like great sidekick to like any girl with main character energy. Like he was on the phone with MJ when I got there. Like he's so supportive and he's just like everyone's like hype man, I feel like.
Shaw's does not portray him accurately enough. Oh, they don't portray him for how hot he is. I don't think people know how tall he is. He is very tall. He's also low-key hilarious. Like very, very funny.
This is a Nima stan pod.
Yeah, we stan him. He has swag too. He has a good, like, he dresses well.
This is the thing. On Shaw's, they have enough douchey guys on the cast that they, like, really push him towards nice guy energy. Like, they need one sweet guy. And not that he's not sweet, but he's just not as, like...
He's not as of a pushover.
Exactly.
Like, he's not.
Oh, God.
Anywho.
there's a lot of dogs here that think they're better than me, which is... annoying.
So what's the situation now? Will you walk again is the question.
I don't know. The only time people walk in LA is to their car, and you know your girl doesn't even drive, so we're in a predicament. We're in a kerfuffle.
I have a question for you because I recently had to read if you're watching our Patreon, I'm we want
we're
you
point, we're having a point down.
Since you don't have a driver's license, what is your form of identification?
Why don't you worry about your own shit? No, I'm just kidding. Because Paige has her phone open, like, because I need to make a citizen's arrest right now. Because, no, I have an identification card, so.
It has your picture on it?
Yeah, and I wasn't ready for my picture.
Okay, I had to go to the DMV on Friday.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, but I went in Albany, so it wasn't, like, that bad.
Oh, thank God.
So I was like traumatized by my mother beforehand because I came downstairs and in true like mom fashion, she looked at me and she was like, that's what you're going to wear to go renew your driver's license picture. And I go, Mom, it's neck up.
Wait, your mom is you and you're me. It all makes sense now.
I was like, it's literally neck up. And she was like, yeah, but like, oh, man.
The photo
like,
can sense energy.
Ooh, yeah. Literally was like, yeah, but I'm just not loving the whole aura, the whole vibe.
Those shoes? Yeah. Really?
She did say that. She was like, I think they're cute, but like... she just wasn't having the whole thing. Okay, so she's already in my head now and she's like, I mean, it's 8 years, so just be cautious of that. I get in the car, like we're about to pull out of the garage, and I go, well, should I put a lash on? She goes, I mean, I was waiting for you to bring it up. I'm like hysterically.
You are savage, Kim. I know you're listening.
Hysterically laughing, also being like, people go to therapy about this bitch. Like, are you kidding me? So I run upstairs. I throw on a fucking lash. I get to the DMV. I'm up at the counter, like, about to take the picture. I take the picture and I'm like, hey, do you think I can see it?
Like, and you're taking an Instagram
photo. I just want to see, they can redo it.
So you're like, can you go a little higher?
Yeah,
a little higher, not as close. Like, not as close.
Not loving this angle. Do you think we could get like a, can you do live photos? Does it have that option? I like to scroll through it. Do you do bursts?
You
here?
Can you take like 26 of them and then send them to me? Let me edit. I'll send it right back. Send it to my mom too.
Do you guys have the Tezza app? Yeah. Do you
anyway. What filter? At least put like
Paris.
Yeah, at least a Paris filter.
So I asked the lady, I'm like, can I see it? She's sitting behind full plexiglass. It's still fully COVID. And but there's a mirror behind her. And she goes, just look in the mirror. Like at the computer screen. And I was like, okay, awkward. So my face. Literally up against the plexiglass. I'm trying to see in the reflection. And then she goes, any chance your dad's name is Gary? And I was just like so taken back because I'm trying to like see if I need to redo my picture. She clicks off the screen and I was just like, yeah, it is. But like, Not what we're talking about right now, ma'am. Anyway, mm-hmm. She went to high school with my dad. I have no idea if my picture's right. My mom is probably right. And I'm going to have a horrible ID picture for the next 8 years.
This is just like my stand-up bit about when you spend time with your parents, you get a great refresh on things you forgot to bring up in therapy.
No, let me tell you. I spent 48 hours at home and I was like, thank you for your services. I will be going back.
But it's weird. It like depends on your mood. Sometimes parents are the best and then sometimes yeah. you're like, you know, I function without you guys.
Right. Like I'm living. I'm making it happen. I'm doing my things. Like some weekends I'll go home and my parents like don't really care about me. And then mm-hmm. other weekends they're like, do you want to do this? And then we could go here and we can do this and like want to go to dinner. And you're just like, hey, focus for a second. I have to do things all week and like mm-hmm. I have to see people I don't want to see and have conversations I don't want to talk to. And like, can I just lay on the couch for a full 48 hours? Like, please let me rub the dog's head and fall asleep.
Oh, your dog that you low-key think is fat so you don't put it on Insta stories?
I don't low-key think he's fat. He is fat. But let me tell you something. He's so fat. Okay, this is a whole other thing that's happening at my household in Albany.
He's like, save me.
The dog is so fucking fat. He can't even walk. His hips give out. Okay? And like,
because he has an Italian mom. That's what happens.
So fat. My dad goes, I don't know what's going on. We take him to the vet. They said everything's okay. We have him on a diet. Like, we're doing everything we can. My parents love the dog. They pick the dog. The dog doesn't even walk anywhere. They carry it everywhere. then I'm sitting on the couch and I see my like mom go into the refrigerator and take out like cold cuts and just throwing it to the dog. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm giving the dog dinner. I go,
salami, pepperoni.
I go, you're giving him sliced turkey? Like, and you guys are wondering why he has a weight problem? Every time the dog comes from inside, he gets a piece of turkey. She goes, can you give the dog a piece of turkey? He came inside.
Give him some prosciutto.
I'm like, the dog doesn't need a I go, he's playing, you guys. He literally steps outside, comes back in, goes right to the refrigerator. I'm like, oh my God, I can't.
So I'm gonna make you feel better about your parents right now.
Okay, great.
At least your parents aren't a sports family, because when I go home,
okay,
my mom says, perfect, we have a tea time.
No.
For 1 p.m. for the family.
No.
And when she says tea time, guys, golf is 18 holes. This is a full 5-hour event. And I'm like, Mom, I love you guys, but I'm not trying to give like 5 hours of my day to playing golf. And she's like, oh, it's okay. Like, you could play tennis if you want, which is another hour and a half event, which none of it has involved a couch yet.
And at what age did you think about emancipation?
And then when I just sit on the couch, they're like, well, we just played 10 hours of golf and you're still sitting on the couch?
No. At what age do you no longer love napping? Because let me tell you something. I don't think I will ever be the kind of adult that's like, don't sit on the couch. What is up with parents not wanting to just sit on the couch for a second?
It is true, that meme where it's like, date a tired girl because she will never cheat on you.
Literally the sleepiest.
Des and I, he's in Ireland right now, so there's an 8-hour time difference, so he like goes to bed when I'm waking. Like, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was like, I'll text you after this podcast. I'll give you all the deets. I know you're going to sleep. You'll wake up with a text from me.
Yeah.
Let's just say I fell asleep at 7.
Yep.
Woke up briefly at 11. Didn't know if it was a.m. or p.m. Gun to my head. If you were like, is it a.m. or p.m.? I'd be like, I don't know. Fell right back asleep. Have a call from him being like, what happened? Like, you brought it up that you're going to send me this nice text. And I'm like, what does he think? Like, I'm cheating on him. I'm partying.
Right,
and I'm like,
right.
I fell asleep.
Sometimes I think Craig thinks I'm lying. He's like, but you woke up from a nap 2 hours ago. I'm like, yeah, what of it? Like, and napped again.
The world has flown by during my naps and couldn't be happier. Oh, God. So that was a nice little catch up. Other new concept.
Yeah.
People are very into being sober curious right now.
Okay.
Which is kind of like Gwen Stefani's conscious uncoupling.
Gwyneth Paltrow. About it.
Gwen, what did I say?
Gwen Stefani. Close, though. They're both blonde.
You guys knew what I meant.
Yeah, they did.
So I was like, Des, what do you think about being sober curious? And he's like, and I'm like going to the bar and not ordering a drink. And he's like, that's been a thing forever. People are just trying to name it something. That's just called going to the bar and not drinking.
Stop rebranding everything, America.
Yeah, exactly.
Not everything needs a rebrand.
But it made me think about like my friend groups and how I have some groups that are like, if you're not partying tonight, I'm not seeing you.
Yeah.
And some groups who are like, if you're partying, like I'm on a full health kick. It's like Dom. Like your friend Dominique got like really healthy. And I feel like you spent less time with her at night because of that. But like, what if we could unite the two? What if it's, there's like a health room of juices and then like another, or like some meditation and then another room for like screaming and drinking.
Yes. Okay, but here's the thing. If I'm not drinking, like, for a specific reason, really the only reason I don't drink is sometimes it's like, I'm on antibiotics, like, I can't drink, but, like, is
this... I thought you were going to say Ambien. I'm like, okay.
Definitely don't drink on Ambien, but if you do stay up 15 minutes, it's a whole day, never mind. But...
Just go to sleep as soon as possible.
But, like, if I'm not drinking... because of something, I am that person that's not going out, because it is painful for me to be around sober people and not be drinking. So like then I will just
be around drunk people.
Yeah.
And not be drinking.
Yeah. That's what I, well, yeah, to be, I can't be around drunk people if I'm not also drunk, or I like immediately get mad. So I'm one of those people that's like, if I'm not drinking, like, why do I need to be at a bar?
Yeah. My thing when I'm not drinking is like, I don't have the energy.
Yeah, like, I don't care.
Have you ever tried flirting when you're sober with a drunk person?
Yeah, I literally did that like a couple weekends ago with Craig, and he kept telling me he kept telling me to stop talking to him because he has a girlfriend. And I was like, I know, it's me. And he was like, stop talking to me. And I was like, what's going on? It was cute, but at the same time, so annoying. I was like, get in the Uber and shut your mouth.
And Des is sober since he's 19. And I got a little wild and I ordered a sangria.
Yeah. How often do you drink?
Like, never.
Yeah. Like, once a month, you'll have a drink?
If I'm socializing,
you'll have a drink.
Friends.
Got it.
One or two.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do three, but I'll do two with the girls.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck it.
Like, I love people who like drinking and getting, I like people who smoke weed. I get along with them. I'm just.
Well, because your brain level is naturally at, I mean, we've said this all the time. Like, we are simpatico when I'm fucked up. We've had some of our biggest revelations and I've been blacked out.
When Paige is not in her right mind, me and Paige are on the same level.
Yeah, we're like, that makes a lot
and we
of
vibe
sense.
Really well. Basically, people always think I'm high because I don't stop eating and giggling.
Yeah.
So I'm just like,
no, Hannah, literally, Hannah tried to smoke weed one time. Oh my God, it was like a movie. Like, she started coughing and we were like, it's enough.
She's the like, guy I was seeing at the time yelled at me, and I was like, this is horrible.
She's like, is this how you do it? We were like, absolutely not. This is not
I
how
also,
you
like,
do it.
I missed my mouth. Like, I missed it. I don't know how to inhale.
No, you don't.
And people in my stand-up shows will give me weed after, and I'm like.
And you've never smoked a cigarette.
No.
Which is so crazy, because you've lived in New York City, like, in the bar scene. I actually can't smell cigarettes. It, like, no. Like, I mean, I'll never be that person on the street that's like, oh, my God, don't do that. But, like, if I do smell smoke, I do have to turn my head, because I will, like, immediately gag.
You ever cough obnoxiously?
All the time.
So, I had a sangria.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a large sangria.
Yeah.
It was a heavy pour. Mm-hmm. And I fall asleep. In the drive home with Des.
No.
Like, out. Out. 8 p.m. Out. And then we walk in the house and I get on the couch.
Pass out.
Out. And then he said he went up to me and was like, hey, do you want to go to bed? And I go, no, thank you. I'll come to bed. Don't come to bed.
Wait, but I actually love that he left you there. There's nothing.
I love that he left me there too.
There's nothing more annoying than sleeping on the couch and like your partner being like, come on, come on, come on. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Like, I will.
You're very respectful. Also,
yeah.
He wakes up to no like movement. Like, he'll wake up to anything. And his excuse, he says, it's because he's a hunter. So he's
what,
a
with your
hunter.
Other family? Because I've never heard you talk about hunting.
I will literally just move, and he's like, oh, sorry, I'm a hunter. But it's so annoying, because then he, like, can't go back to sleep. And it's the whole thing, and I'm like, it's not my fault. That the air moved and you woke up. I didn't like.
Sorry for literally
door.
Breathing.
He's like, babe, I'm just a hunter.
Yeah.
It's in my DNA. I'm hunting all the time. And like, that's crazy because you've never made one meal. Anyway, so I know. Then he knows. I know I can't go back in the bedroom now.
Right.
Because then I'll wake his hunter ass up and
you'll
it'll
be shot.
Thing.
No, you'll literally get shot.
So we do this thing sometimes where I just fall asleep on the couch.
Yeah. I love it.
And I want to normalize it. Because you know when you're like just not in the mood to sleep in your bed at night?
Dude, when I'm having really bad anxiety, I actually can't sleep in my bed. It's a weird thing. I like sleeping on the couch. Yeah.
I've had that too where like the couch is safe and like the bed, you're almost afraid that if you go in a different place, you'll get into like a new mindset.
Yeah.
And trying to go to sleep, you could have like bad memories and shit come up. So you're like, turn
like,
the TV, fall asleep.
I have never really been that like sweet, sweet girlfriend that's like, come to bed. Oh my God, come. Like, I'll tell you one time because I'm going, but like in my head, I'm like, I'd love if you stayed on the couch because I get the whole bed. Like, great night for me. Like, I'm not going to leave you out there like a dog, but I'm not going to actively try and get you in the bed because, like, what am I, your mom? Like, no. Stay out there. Have the best time.
And also, between me and you, Butter's not like the biggest fan of Des.
Yeah.
So when we're cuddling on the couch, she looks at me like, don't fucking go over there.
Yeah. She's like, you're a hunter? Sure. Hunt this bitch.
Like, he doesn't know that I'm going to kill him in his sleep. Yeah. Just waiting for you guys to get in a fight. And then I will save the day. And I will claw his eyes out.
Oh my God. Wow. We laughed a lot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Did you watch Squid Game?
Here's the thing. I started it. But I hate watching shows on Netflix that are dubbed over because I legitimately cannot watch the words not match their mouth. But I can't sit and read subtitles because when I'm watching a show, that means I'm also on my phone. I'm catching up on things. Like, I need something that I can look up at but be listening to. And, like, and that I just couldn't do it with that. So, no, I didn't really watch it.
Too stupid to watch Squid Games. Anyway. You're like, my brain could not.
I couldn't compute what was happening, so I, no.
You on Netflix. Have you watched the final season of You?
Sure did. That's why on the shared note, I put You Netflix, because I was like, what if she opens? What if she? I was like, what if she opens the shared note and just says, you? Like, we need to talk about you. I was like, oh my God, I don't want to panic.
We have to address some stuff about your shit.
You, yeah. What did you think of it?
I binged it.
Mm-hmm.
Most season threes are not good. So I went into it being like, it's going to suck.
Yep.
Not going to lie. I was in it.
I loved
it. It got me.
I love the memes that are like, when my boyfriend doesn't answer the phone or something and it just shows love. I think she's crazy and I love her. Wait, did you watch Maid?
No, I haven't. Not yet.
You should watch it. Because
I'm afraid it's too like sad. Like, I don't care to watch sad. It's more, or is it?
Oh, no, it's heart-wrenching.
Like, well, I'd rather watch funny or scary.
Each episode is sadder than the next.
I love how I say I don't want to watch sad, but I love murder documentaries.
Yeah, you love murder. But I just really like the actress in it, Margaret Qualley. She used to date Pete Davidson.
She is dating him?
No, she used to.
She looks just like Cassie David. He has such a type.
He does have a type. He has, like, fair skin, like, well, except for Ariana.
But Ariana has fair skin. In real life.
Right.
She's spray tanned.
Right. She's like my color.
Yeah. She's Italian.
Yeah. She's olive skin. She's just always with a fresh spray tan.
Yeah.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates. You can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or in the bed or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Do I look like the girl from You? Because I've been getting harassed with DMs and I don't see it.
No way. Let me look fast.
Let me put my hair down.
Yeah, you do have that type of look.
Joe is such a, like, they make her the villain and you're like, Joe's the real villain. Joe's the real villain.
They're both murderers. Like, straight up. Okay, here's
the
thing.
Joe always starts it. Joe will cheat on her and then get mad when she murders the girl he's cheating on her with. And it's like, well, don't cheat.
Yeah, valid. But here's the thing. Joe's murders. This is like dating when you're 30. Okay, his murders, though.
His murders are quick.
His murders.
And he's so good at cleaning up. He's so
efficient. He wants to give them the benefit of the doubt. He's really taking bad people out. And then there have been a few mishaps where it's just like, oops, we didn't mean for that one. Love is straight up crazy and has, like, can't control her anger. Joe can always control his.
You are such a misogynistic bitch.
I felt the feminism leaving my body as I was saying all of that.
No, you're right. They're both psycho murderers, but I'm proud of You, season 3. It was still good. However, it got me scared of getting married.
Dude, right? No. Because of the murder?
Because they would just, like, hated each other.
Yeah,
once got
and
married.
So quick. That's how I felt when I was watching Sex Life. I was like, is this what everyone's doing?
Yeah, I think it's just that marriage is, like, not part of the love story. The love story is before you get married, I think. And then marriage is an actual job.
Well, according to, like, my calculations of being in a relationship for 4 days. No, I feel like from everything I've, like, watched, we should, like, have some married couples on the pod because I'd love to know. I honestly feel like it goes in waves. Like, you know how people always talk about, like, the 7-year itch when, like, most people, if they're gonna get divorced, they do it at 7 years? Here's where it's good. You're actually outsmarting the system because Dez is older than you. And so, like, he's not going to change much. Like, he's set in his ways. This is him, you know?
Oh, yeah, this is him.
Where I feel like if you get married younger, like, you could really change. Like, you could just have some type of epiphany where you're just like, I hate this person and, like, I'm leaving. Which is, like, what I do in all my relationships. But
I almost feel like this is my second marriage.
I feel like that for you too, which I love that for you.
Like, Dez has never been married before, but I feel like he could have.
You're on your second marriage. Oh my God.
You live in Beverly Hills. You're on your second marriage.
You're just running into famous people on the street. Everyone thinks you're a new up-and-coming actress. You told us in the beginning of the pod you didn't turn LA. You've literally been there 2 days and I don't even know you.
There was a poodle with dyed hair.
I'm sure there was.
Snuffed me. And I was like, bitch, I was on a cable TV network. Shut the fuck up.
On a daily basis, I'm not kidding, way more than I should. I think about that little 6-year-old from Fashion Week.
I think she blocked me on Instagram, but Taylin, I can't wait for you to meet her because you'll be like, this is what you're going to be when you grow up.
I'm like, you're my daughter. I'm abducting you.
But also with you, like, she has a kid. Notice the kid disappears for like 7 episodes. I'm like, who's watching the kid?
I mean, they did not call the babysitter one time.
And I do have, I have one issue.
Okay.
This isn't really a giveaway, but like the teenage kid she's hooking up with.
Yeah.
Would you fuck him?
No. Would you?
Me neither. But he's giving me like Timothée Chalamet type vibe.
Yeah.
But my issue is he sees these people trapped, Timothée Chalamet, trapped in a box in a basement. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And his first instinct is to search for a key. Why didn't he call 911?
Because, Hannah, it's a television show.
So it's not real?
And so they're not going to do, like, the normal thing. Wait, do you know that I think they're dating in real life?
Love and that guy.
Love and his name's Theo, right? Theo?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know who I think's hot is the neighbor. The crazy one?
Wait, the dad?
Yeah.
Okay, Zaddy vibes. Obviously, he's my favorite.
All day. I'm like, wait, why aren't we focusing the show more on him and, like, his love life?
I was so into him.
Very into him. I'm not into, like, the swinging couple, though.
Are you into Joe?
No, I'm really not.
He's so not my type.
He's too, like, scrawny for me.
Yeah, like, his waist would look better in a wrap dress than mine.
Like, his bone structure is more defined than mine, and I can't have it.
Yeah, his cheekbones are snatched, and I don't need that.
Everyone, actually, on that show, no one's, like, overwhelmingly hot.
Which I kind of like, because you know those shows in the CW that are just a ton of models, like, pretending to act? I'm like, I can't fucking do this. I can't take this seriously.
So right. I take them more seriously as actors if they're not as good looking.
Wait, that's the reverse pretty privilege.
We're changing mankind, Tana. I don't know.
So in my comedy shows, I've been saying that I'm a reality TV 6, but that I'm a stand-up comedy 17.
Ooh.
Thank you. But people have been laughing. Mm-hmm. And I've realized, I don't know if that's a good thing. You know when you're like, that kind of hurt?
You're like,
but I did this to myself.
You laughed really quickly. Funny. Yeah, you laughed instantaneously. Don't love that. I don't love it.
I say I have reverse body dysmorphia where I think I'm hotter than I am. And when people laugh, I straight up am like, I need to cry.
Okay. I don't think you think you're hotter than you are. You are very pretty. I will say, as your friend, though, going anywhere with you, you think that every guy wants to fuck you. And I'm like, that's literally the barista. His job is to hand you your coffee. He doesn't want to have sex with you. I think he's gay, actually.
I'm like,
you actively think that everyone's flirting. I'm like, he's literally driving the Uber. He asked if we needed a like tissue. Like, he's not trying to get in your pants.
You know what it is? I think it's because when I make people laugh, I'm like done. Charmed the shoes off them. Think like every girl wants to fuck me.
No,
too.
I get that. If I get like, if you know when you're at like a dinner party or you're at a party or something and more than three people laugh, you're kind of like, got these people in the bag. Who else can I who else can I go impress with this thing?
Like, if you're sitting next to a model
Yeah.
And you crack a joke.
Yeah.
And the guy laughs and the model laughs. I'm like, we're having a threesome.
True. Except I've been at many a dinner party with like my guy friends and they are sitting next to a model and I'm listening to their conversation and my guy friends will be laughing and I'll look over and be like, now you know that shit was not funny. I'm like, Paige.
But I feel like 90% of confidence is believing that everyone wants to fuck you.
I have said this before and I literally live by it. If you walk into a room and you legitimately think that you are the hottest person in the room, like just like in your head, like just as you're walking in, like I'm so fucking hot. There is an energy that like it gives off to people and like they then think that you are the hottest person. Like it just
1,000%. Yeah, it's all psychology.
Yeah. Instead of a podcast, we should have literally started a party circuit where we just were hired for parties and we like worked the room.
You know what? I don't think the universe was ready for us to have a dating show together. And that's no, why they weren't. We were never single at the same time. We were good together, though. We were good. Okay. Also, don't freak out.
Okay.
But I just interviewed for Burning in Hell, India Oxenberg. From the Nexium cult.
Oh my God. Is this your first cult person?
Paige, I was piddling myself. Like, I was like, I didn't know how to say it. I didn't want to be like, I love cults, but like, I wanted to be like, I'm, this
Wait,
is my purpose.
How do you say that? Like, hey, just, I love cults. Because it's not like you can be like, hey, I love
I
tennis.
I mean, I hate cults. I'm anti cult, but I'm pro.
Yeah.
Okay. And, wait, have you watched The Vow or Seduced? Either of them?
Wait, you did make me watch one of them. I can't remember which one, but I have seen, like, I know about this particular
cult. And
it's
based in Albany, so who yeah. knows the kind of tea that you yes, could get if you wanted to.
I did watch it just in case there was someone in the background that I was like, hey, I know that person. Like, I yeah. wanted to say.
Yes. So Dez called me before and he was like, look, I know you like to make your little jokes, but this is a very sensitive thing that this girl's been through. Be careful. Don't make it about you. Stop trying to act like tennis was a cult. Like, this is about her and her experiences. And I'm like, yes.
And you're like, okay, second husband, keep your opinions to yourself or we'll replace you. See ya.
Oh my God, I love calling Dez second
Wait,
husband.
Wait, I love it too. And this is never going away. Second husband.
And he's jealous of my first. We just yeah. don't know who he is.
It makes it even better. Like, we won't tell him who it is.
None of your business. We don't talk about the past.
Okay.
It's
so
like love with her first husband. He died. Quotations.
Yeah.
I murdered him. So I walk in to record and India's not there yet. And there's the owner of this podcast studio. And I was
what
like,
what a cool name.
India. Oh, yeah. I know, it's like hot.
Yeah.
And it just, you have to be interesting if your name's India.
So no, you like, must.
I was like, yeah, I'm recording. I'm waiting for my guests. And he's like, oh, what's the like pod about? And I was like, she was in a cult. And he looks at me, no expression. He goes, me too. And I was like, okay, LA. I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, my parents grew up in a cult. Like, whatever.
What cult did
I'm
he?
I'm out of it now.
What?
It was. I forget. It was like the like.
Imagine if he didn't say I'm out of it now. And he was like, you want to hear about it? Like, what are your thoughts? Like, Ayanna, I'm very worried that one day you will call me and be like, I'm moving to like the Bush people like, or something.
No, I'm very open about I will fall for a cult someday. But we sit down. India gets there and she's immediately like great personality joking and I realized like I can make a joke and I'm like India all I have to say because she was in this cult for 7 years she worked her way up she
how
was,
old
like,
is she
it was from 19 to like 26
damn
and I was like India I just have to say that you crush being in a cult like you were one of the best cult members and she starts dying laughing but I'm like think about it like you pushed through so much shit like and she's like my mom laughed about that too like I know it wasn't great I was in a cult but I did my best in the cult
I love when I fucking love moms they're like honey but
yeah, well her mom saved her you have to watch Shadoo's yeah her mom who had introduced her to it because they're like LA people trying to find a purpose
yeah
the mom wasn't that into it and then realized her daughter's in a cult but the cult told her your mom's evil don't talk to your mom And the mom started going to the media and was like, my daughter's brainwashed. And India keeps being like, don't, you're being crazy, mom. Leave me alone.
Oh, my God.
And finally, it's her mom who brought the attention to the police, who finally got the cult leader under arrest. And India finally heard from a USB drive the cult leader basically talking about his plan to, like, manipulate these women. And finally, now her relationship with her mom is, like, so much deeper because her mom literally saved her life. From a cult.
The thing with cults is, like, if you're a cult leader, aren't you just so nervous every single day that you're going to get caught? Like, this is why, like, I get, this is back to tax evasion. Like, if you're doing something illegal, aren't you nervous every single second of your life that you're going to get caught?
See, you're doing it wrong. You can't think how they would think because they don't think like you. They're, like, straight up sociopaths.
Yeah, I guess that's right.
So, because part of me, I was like, India, once you found out that, like, it starts as an executive success program. It's literally like, imagine you didn't really know what's going on with your life. And it's like, oh, it's an executive success program that helps you learn how to become a better human.
Executively.
Executively. It sounds, she's like, compared to a lot of woo-woo stuff in LA, it was very, like, straightforward.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, it took a journey before she got to this final, like, really fucked up part. And I'm like, isn't it crazy that he had to go through, like, all these things to get you where he wanted you? And she's like, yeah, but he doesn't think like us. And then I was like, India, do you believe in good people are good or bad? Because I tried to tell myself that everyone's good. They just, like, have to deal with stuff.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, people are bad.
Like, that's straight, crazy. Like, straight crazy up evil. They're straight yes. up evil people.
Which is so scary. And then I was like, are you practicing forgiveness with these people? And she was like, you have to. And I'm like, oh, that's some fucking deep shit.
Where is that guy now? In jail?
He's in jail.
Oh, my God.
And he was, like, 5'5", and I'm not.
But also, like, okay, that is also crazy because how is he banging all of them?
You know, that's also the thing. He didn't just bang all these women. It took years of grooming and coaxing and manipulating, and to the point that they felt like they were no one without his leadership.
I can't believe this happened in Albany. How great for us.
I believe it. But the point is cults are actually just like a toxic boyfriend, because no one yeah. deliberately joins a cult. No one deliberately dates a bad dude.
Right. So
but
true.
You're love bombed in cults. Then they take, like, you know how toxic guys take your friends away, they take mm-hmm. your family away, and then all you see is them. Then they break you down, tell you you're nothing without them.
Yeah.
It's literally what cult does. Like,
yeah.
It's really not that crazy.
It's cults very textbook.
Yeah. Cults are just psychology 101.
Yeah.
And this cult in particular, they weren't wearing crazy, like, outfits or colors.
It is nutty people. Like, because anytime you talk to a girl who's been in, like, any type of abusive relationship, everyone's story pretty much has the same kind of timeline. It's like, well, we yeah. were, he was amazing, we were great, and then all of a sudden he did, like, one thing and it was like, and then it just, it's like all the same.
But my thing is, how do these narcissists and sociopaths and psychopaths all know how to do it the same way? Like,
right, like, is
like
there a book,
I guess, yeah, to know,
is there a book that they're all reading that, like, they haven't let us in on?
I guess that they just know, humanity knows, like, I have to get them to, like, really trust me, and then I have to break them down to get the, like, pleasure I don't fucking know. But basically, there are scary people in this world.
I mean, that is, like, we talked about the Brittany Murphy documentary, right? Yeah, we talked yeah. about it. I mean, yeah. he was, that's him. He's
textbook.
Just, yeah, he was just so good at it.
A cult called Simon.
Yeah. I finished it. It was really good.
Do you know about Anna Delvey?
Yeah, the girl that was, like, pretended she was an heiress.
Yeah. So there's this thing on HBO Max called Generation Hustle.
Yeah.
Where it shows all these different scam artist things. And I watched the one on Anna Delvey.
Wait, I need to watch it. I'm literally going to watch it tonight. Is it?
Need.
It's like documentary style, or it's like acting?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's documentary style. It's so good because she basically. Okay, what would you do? Paige, I'm doing really well. I'm mm-hmm. crushing it. I have so much money. I am a German heiress. No big deal. Do you want to come with me to Morocco? I'll pay for the trip. Like, 6 days. It'll be so dope.
Yes, I'm coming. Like, I'm coming.
Hell yes. Okay, so we get there. We're sitting down to dinner. Oh my God, my card isn't working. Can you get this dinner?
Then yeah, you pick up the dinner.
Then the security comes and goes, your card is bouncing. And I go, Paige, this is so embarrassing. This is so embarrassing. Like something must have gone fucked up with like my wiring from Germany. Can you cover this? And I will get you back for sure. Please.
Oh my God, I feel like I'm entering a cult. But yes, then I would do it. Like if this is my friend,
so
yes.
I'm so sorry. I'm so embarrassed. Thank you so much.
I love this role play we're doing.
This is kind of hot.
We're in Morocco, too.
It's 70 grand, by the way.
I mean, I don't have that.
I feel like you just did a big ad on your Instagram.
So oh, let me pick this one up.
But like, I did, whatever.
Yeah, so, okay. Pick up the trip.
Then we have like so much fun. Okay, I love you. I'll get you the money ASAP. You never get the money from me.
I never hear from you again.
You'll text me and I'll be like, oh my God, it's coming. And then eventually you just realize you're never going to get it.
Okay. If that's my friend, yeah, that's fucking crazy. I'm livid. Okay.
And you're not doing that well. Like you're living paycheck to
paycheck. Right. Like I need that money. I would be so angry if that's me. On the outside looking in, what a fucking hustler. but like I can't knock this girl's hustle. Like I genuinely can't. Like that's to have the gall to do that is crazy. That's like a different part of your brain.
And she's doing this to a bunch of hotels.
I knew she was doing it at what is that hotel that's attached to? Whatever. There's this place called The Blonde that like in New York City that I used to go to literally every Friday and Saturday night. The bouncer hated me. It's a whole thing. Anywho, the Howard Hotel. It's attached to the Howard Hotel. It was like the most fun place. And that's where she like would live and like scam them. Anyway.
So what she'd do is she'd live in a place for like a month. And she'd owe like 20 grand.
Where isn't she really from like a farm in the Midwest or something crazy?
She's from Russia.
Oh, that's terrifying. That's immediately terrifying.
It's like the Midwest, but scarier. So she would just leave the hotel. So the friend calls the police and is like, my friend fucked me.
Yeah.
My friend stole money from me. And then they go, oh my gosh, we have a lot of open cases about this woman.
So how much money did she ultimately get away with, like, in her all of her scamming in New York?
I'm not sure exactly, but it was, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars. But it's funny because her lawyer had your perspective where the lawyer was like, so she's smart. And she's, like,
So she tricked you. Like, no, yeah, because it's just...
And she had a lot of, I think, like fake followers on Instagram. And she also was getting these people to invest into this like project.
She was trying to start like a fake Soho house.
Yes, exactly. So she was really good at being
confident.
And apparently she was a bitch. Like she would just be mean to people.
Yeah.
And people like respected it.
There was another thing too where someone was like, she wasn't like the prettiest girl, but like she wasn't like ugly. But you wouldn't be like, damn, she's so hot. But like walking into a room, people were like enamored by her. And I forget like if it was like a friend or a friend of a friend, whatever. I read it in that like big, the Cut did like a huge article about it.
Yeah. So she's, but I think she did what she wanted to do, which is like.
So now where is she? She in jail?
She's in jail.
Damn. And she's young too, but right?
I guess she gets out.
When does she get out?
In her 20s, I think.
Yeah, I feel like when she did all this, she was only like 26.
Yeah.
Wait, that is crazy. Like, that's crazy. New York City is so nuts. When I was like pulling into New York City today with my brother, and like we weren't even in Times Square, and someone was just like, and it is like Halloween time, whatever, but someone was just walking down the street in like a Captain America costume, and like I didn't think anything of it. I actually didn't even comment on it. And my brother was like, this is a weird place. And I was like, that at least he's dressed.
I'd be like, go back to Albany with your fucking cults, okay? If you don't want a little superhero costume.
He's saving the city. How about you say thank you?
he's protecting us.
If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Storyworth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this. And there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going to do with all the pictures in my phone? This is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love Storyworth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/giggly. That's storyworth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry lashes are in. Bold eye looks are in. It could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
My question is, when did Halloween become a 2-week thing?
No, I can't. I can't. I actually...
Did they do this before? Or is it because, like, we missed Halloween last year, kind of? Because Instagram's popping off with outfits already.
I'm like, it's literally, we're going to have Friendsgiving next Monday. Like, what is going on? It's too much. I actually hate Halloween. And I specifically hate this year's Halloween. It's the first time I'm a couple and I don't have a costume, because getting a guy to make any type of decision is like the worst.
You would literally have to buy it and like dress him up.
No, that's what I'm trying to do, but I can't even get a text being like, yeah, like, okay, that one. Yeah.
They're like a puppy. You have to like,
yeah, it's like, get him. Here, like, I have to like shake keys. I'm like, you want to be pirates?
Honestly,
no?
You have to get him a treat. You have to get him a treat.
Literally. Anyhow,
I think I'm gonna be flying.
Good for you.
Halloween night.
Good for, honestly.
I did it on purpose.
Yeah.
No, I'm just like, oh.
Hannah, good for you.
It's Sunday. And I have people throwing a party on Saturday, but it is in Jersey City.
Ooh, sorry.
But I'm gonna be in LA. I was gonna be Guy Fieri.
I would love if you did do that though at some point.
Do you wanna know what's fucked up for a second? I was
don't
like,
let my mom see you.
Your mom, the shit she probably wants to say to me, or she's just like, oh, Hannah. For a second, I wanted to just buy it to take a picture.
Yeah.
But then I was like, I can't. I'm not paying $200 on Amazon for a photo.
The craziest thing, too, is like, I've always wanted to do like really cool couples costumes. Now, like the 1 year I have a boyfriend, I can't stop thinking of like, oh, if I was single, I would have been this.
Oh my god, that's life. What were you gonna be if you were single?
I had so many that now I can't remember, but because, and also here's another thing, this is just pure privilege as well, there's so many good Halloween costumes for blondes, it's like so many, like every time I'm scrolling I'm like, well, I don't want to wear a blonde wig.
Yeah, all we have is like Angelina Jolie in
Tomb Raider. We're done with it. I'm over it. Like, that's all we have. I wanted to be Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Craig said no. I was like, well, I don't have any more brunette outfits.
Why can't he be MGK? That would be so funny.
Okay, well, I will let the gigglers in on this. He texted me earlier today and he said, do you want to be the Motley Crue? And I was like, oh, like punk rock people? And he was like, yeah. So he thinks we're being punk rock people. We're being Travis and Courtney. I just haven't told him yet. I just haven't told him.
Because in no world is Paige Motley Crue.
No, I'm like, I'm literally going to be like, okay, I'm in charge of everything. Put this outfit on.
Tell him to wear a beanie?
I'm
just
not
like, whatever you do, wear a beanie.
I'm not telling him until the picture is on my Instagram story. He thinks we are punk rock people. We are either we are Travis and Courtney, or we are MGK and Megan Fox. He's not gonna know. It's better for him. It's better this way.
He's gonna know. He's not gonna know. Is he gonna?
Who's gonna tell him? Literally, who's gonna tell him? He thinks. Okay, because he didn't want to like be them. He was like, no, it's so weird. Like, why would we dress up as them? And I was like, okay, we'll be punk rock people.
I think Dez is too old for Halloween.
Second husbands usually are.
Yeah.
I love this second husband bit we have going on with
it. The fun thing about Dez is he's like a godfather of like 5 children.
Yeah.
So he kind of has other families.
Yeah. You gotta be careful.
I kind of tell myself he's just like seeing his other family in Ireland right now. I'm like, give my best.
Wait.
I joke about a secret family all the time. I'm like, I know you have a secret family in Ireland.
Yeah.
I'm wondering where the fuck you are. Go back. Tell her whatever you ever have to tell her.
Hannah, we can't put this in the atmosphere because you know how we are with manifesting. If you end up on a documentary one day about like men with secret families, he's like a politician in Ireland.
Why do you think I do Us Weekly interviews? So that his secret family fucking knows.
Because if there's a girl out there that needs saving, she's going to read it through Us Weekly.
Oh my God. I actually like would love to have a documentary about me. I just don't know what it's going to be about yet. And I'm kind of scared.
Okay, well, hopefully
we put some crazy shit into the universe today.
Yeah, hopefully it's not a documentary. A documentary about anything you like watching documentaries on, because then we're gonna be in a real fucking pickle.
So do we have any front page news?
We're at an hour.
Oh my God. Well, we love you guys so much. We are working on new locations to have a Giggly Squad live show, which is
exciting.
We're
so excited. I booked hair and makeup for our Philly one.
We love that.
I love that. I was so excited about it.
I'm so excited. We're gonna look fly. Hopefully this pimple like calms the fuck down. Do you have any advice? I have to be on stage in 2 hours.
Not really.
She's a volcano, guys.
But do you just and you don't travel with pimple cream?
I put toothpaste on it.
Put like a cold compress on it right now. Maybe the swelling will go down a little.
Okay, thanks, babe.
Oh, take some Advil too if it hurts. That'll make the swelling go down.
Okay, amazing, because my whole body hurts always. We love you guys so much. Thank you for giggling with us today.
Yes, thanks for giggling with us. See you next time.
Bye.